Two inmates at the Indian River Juvenile Correctional Facility accused of attacking a fellow inmate have been sentenced to the maximum 8 years. Jordan Worthy Sturdivant and Carrie-Ann Dukes were convicted of felonious assault last week by a common pleas court jury. The two were seen on surveillance video in March beating the other inmate and slamming him onto his head. Sentences could be extended to 12 years if any infractions are committed while in state prison. A third defendant was convicted of a misdemeanor and sentenced to 180 days in the Starr County Jail. Was the third incident of violence leading to charges at the facility within a year. Louisville City Council Monday approved a gas aggregation issue on the November ballot. WDPN's David Scherer reports.
Voters will be asked to approve a gas aggregation program with an opt-out provision designed to provide lower natural gas rates not otherwise available to individual gas purchasers. Council also approved contracting with McBurney Concrete of Navarre for the 2025 ramp replacement and sidewalk programs. Revisions to the property maintenance ordinance dealing with trees, weeds, shrubs, and litter, and joined other Ohio municipalities in opposition to the pending legislation, which would eliminate collection of inside millage on property tax.
A Youngstown woman arrested during a sex sting in Salem, scheduled for arraignment June 30th in Columbiana County Municipal Court. 24-year-old Tara Rain Balestrino is charged with a misdemeanor count of soliciting. According to the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force, Balestrino posted an online ad for prostitution. She's accused of soliciting an undercover agent, posing as a sex buyer for two acts of sexual conduct. Balestrino was arrested after driving to a pre-arranged location last week. A June 24th trial remains scheduled for a man charged in the shooting death of a man in East Liverpool. The final status hearing was held Monday in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court for 35-year-old Elvin Tisdale of Newell, West Virginia. Judge Megan Bickerton acknowledged motions filed by his defense attorneys, but said she had not had time to fully review them. She reportedly said she did not believe there was anything in the motions to prevent the case from moving forward. Tisdale and his 25-year-old brother, Alan, of Lisbon, were indicted on charges including aggravated murder and the July 2021 slaying of 20-year-old Bryson Douglas of East Liverpool. Alan Tisdale recently pleaded guilty to involuntary manslaughter. He'll be sentenced July 21st. Brimfield Township man convicted of killing his wife. Monday, 37-year-old Eric Cunningham was found guilty of murder and felonious assault by Portage County Common Pleas Judge John Enlow. Prosecutors said Cunningham shot 33-year-old Lacey Cunningham on New Year's Eve 2018. Police responded to the couple's home on Hazelnut Drive after the man went to the sheriff's office and made comments raising concerns about his wife's welfare. She was found dead in the garage. Bonset 4A Camel man indicted on charges of rape and compelling prostitution. Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Monday set bond at $300,000 for 65-year-old Terrence Jeffries. Jeffries allegedly took part in sexual conduct with a 12-year-old between April and June of 2024. He's scheduled to return to court for a pretrial hearing July 9th. 48-year-old Mildred Woods was indicted on the same charges as well as trafficking in persons. She's accused of engaging in sexual conduct with a child. The Ohio Attorney General asking the state Supreme Court to uphold the sentence of a Youngstown man convicted in a fatal shooting. 30-year-old Levante Knight was sentenced to 58 years to life on charges including aggravated murder in Mahoning County Court in August 2021. The charges resulted from the December 2018 slaying of Trevise Harris. Knight's sentence was overturned last week in a ruling by the 7th Appellate District Court. It said errors in the case prevented Knight from receiving a fair trial. A new trial was to be scheduled. Attorney General Dave Yost says the alleged errors did not ultimately affect the trial's outcome. A Westerville woman was sentenced Tuesday for a $2.8 million COVID relief fraud scheme. 63-year-old Lori Schaefer was sentenced to 70 months in prison. Schaefer pretended to be someone from Dayton area pizza restaurants in order to get $1.9 million in COVID relief money. Federal prosecutors said she also helped a co-defendant get more than $980,000 in pandemic relief loans. Schaefer said she had 98 employees and used altered bank records on her loan application. She said the business was established in 2021 despite Flying Pizza being established in 1984. Schaefer also said she was not under indictment, though she had pending theft charges out of Meigs County. Evidence also suggests Schaefer purchased property in Australia and vehicles in Ohio. She pleaded guilty last July but tried to withdraw her plea on multiple occasions.